From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo hands over the G20 presidency to Indian PM Narendra Modi. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak appreciates the leadership of Indonesia at G20 summit, and here is the news in detail. The G20 summit series officially ended on Wednesday afternoon. At the closing session of the G20 summit in Badung Regency, Bali province, President Joko Widodo handed over the reins of the G20 presidency to India, which will hold the G20 presidency in 2023. He said that the mandate to maintain and realize global recovery and further strong and inclusive growth rests in the hands of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
I also want to congratulate India for continuing the leadership of the next G20 presidency. I'm sure that under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the G20 will keep moving.
As a friend of India and part of the Troika, President Joko Widodo affirmed that Indonesia is ready to support the success of India's G20 presidency next year. The president also asked all G20 leaders present to provide support for India.
Marking the end of Indonesia's presidency in the G20, I officially hand over the leadership to India as the next G20 presidency.
Meanwhile, PM Narendra Modi in his remarks congratulated President Joko Widodo for providing efficient leadership to the G20, even in these difficult times. He also congratulated all the G20 countries for adopting the Bali G20 declaration. President Joko Widodo stated at Apurva Kempinski in Bali on Wednesday that Indonesia is ready to host the biggest sporting event in the world, the Olympics, in 2036. And he has decided to hold the Olympics in the new capital city, Nusantara.
On this occasion, I would like to convey Indonesia's willingness and readiness to host the 2036 Olympics in the capital city, or IKN.
Saya sebagai ketua G20 2022,
I, as chair of the G20 2022, along with other G20 leaders, emphasize the important role of sport for health and can unite the world, especially at this time.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo has viewed that the success of the Olympics and Paralympics will emphasize the importance of neutrality in international sports events. He also said that the success of the Olympics and Paralympic will show the sports organization autonomy. The meeting of G20 summit held at Nusa Dua, Bali on the 15th until the 16th November 2022 was officially closed on Wednesday. Indonesia got appreciation from the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. At a press conference in Bali on Wednesday, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak appreciated the leadership of Indonesia in carrying the G20 summit in such a difficult situation.
And I just think actually I'll start by paying enormous tribute to President Jokowi for his leadership in what have not been easy circumstances. But the communique that was released today is substantive, it's comprehensive, it's action-oriented, and it was by no means short. And I think the President and his team deserve enormous praise for the leadership that they've demonstrated over the year, but especially over the past few days.
Moreover, PM Rishi Sunak also pointed out that the global infrastructure disparity is so big and no country can fix it alone. That's why the countries created the Partnership for Global Infrastructure Investments under the UK's G7 presidency last year. He also conveyed that he was proud to have launched the Indonesia Equitable Energy Transition Partnership to help and accelerate Indonesia's transition to a green economy and open billions in private funding for new infrastructures. Still about the President Joko Widodo and the G20 summit, Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the third session of the G20 summit at Apurva Kempinski, Bali on Wednesday. The session discussed digital transformation, which is one of the important points pushed by Indonesia as the G20 presidency in 2022. The president remarked on the importance of the digital economy as the key to the future of the world economy. He also conveyed that the digital economy has become a pillar of economic resilience, which contributed 15.5% of the global GDP during the pandemic, as well as being part of the global supply chain. He added that there are three things to be the focus of the discussion in the third session of G20 summit. The first is equality of digital access. The president also disclosed that the G20 member countries must be able to mobilize investment to build digital infrastructure that is affordable for all.
2.9 billion of the world's population are not connected to the internet, including 73% of the population in less developed countries. Digital infrastructure is also not evenly distributed, but 390 million people also live in areas without wireless internet and build affordable digital infrastructure for all.
Second, it's the importance of digital literacy. President Joko Widodo explained that digital literacy in each society is an important requirement so that everyone can participate in the future economy. He encouraged the G20 countries to mobilize cooperation to strengthen digital capacity for developing countries. President Joko Widodo further said it's a safe digital environment. He also pointed out that hoaxes and cyberbullying can divide unity and threaten democracy. In addition, data leakage due to cybercrime can also cause significant economic losses.
Data leakage due to cybercrime has the potential to cause economic losses up to $5 trillion by 2024. And for this digital security and privacy protection must be guaranteed.
Moreover, President Joko Widodo encouraged the G20 countries to build trust in the digital sector, including through global digital governance. He also invited the heads of state to contribute to a safe, inclusive, and beneficial digital world future for all. Still about the G20, but now from the Ngurah Rai Grand Forest Park. President Joko Widodo invited all G20 country leaders and international organizations to visit the Ngurah Rai Forest Park in Denpasar City, Bali Province on Wednesday. The president and the G20 leaders planted the mangrove trees together and went around looking at various mangrove species at Tahura or the forest park. He also said that this activity is a concrete manifestation of what Indonesia is doing towards the climate change.
This is once again Indonesia's concrete form in climate change. Because of that, I said earlier that Indonesia invites G20 member countries to collaborate, work together in real action for green development, inclusive green economic development.
Pembangunan ekonomi hijau yang inklusif.
Presiden also explained that Ngurah Rai Tahura or the Forest Park is an example of a successful ecosystem restoration of mangrove carried out by the Indonesian government. The 1,300 hectare area was previously a fish pond that is hit by abrasion, but now it houses 33 species of mangroves and 300 fauna.
Sebagai negara,
as a country that owns the largest mangrove forest in the world, namely 3.3 million hectares of mangrove forest, Indonesia wants to contribute to climate change.
Moreover, the leaders of the G20 countries also appreciate what the Indonesian government has done in the green energy transition and tackled climate change. President Joko Widodo further said that Indonesia would add similar mangrove forests in 33 locations in the next year. Now moving on into the international news. The Western leaders moved to calm fears of a dangerous escalation in Russia's war in Ukraine on Wednesday, saying a missile blast in Poland was likely an accident, while Kyiv pushed back hard at the idea its anti-aircraft fire was to blame. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky pointed the finger at Russia, but the US, like NATO, came out firmly in support of Warsaw's assessment that the deadly missile was probably fired by Ukraine. Two people were killed on Tuesday when at least one missile hit a village in NATO member Poland near the Ukrainian border during a mass Russian bombardment aimed at civilian infrastructure inside the Western-backed Ukraine. Myanmar's military is to release 6,000 prisoners, including the former UK ambassador, a Japanese filmmaker, and an Australian advisor to the country's ousted leader. As reported by BBC.com, ex-diplomat Vicky Bauman and Toru Kubota were jailed earlier this year, while Centurnal was detained shortly after the 2021 coup. The military junta said the pardons were to mark Myanmar National Day. The military has arrested more than 16,000 people since seizing power. It overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government in February 2021, sparking huge protests across the country and a widespread resistance movement. Ms. Bauman served as the UK's envoy to Myanmar between 2002 and 2006 and was running the Yangon-based Myanmar Center for Responsible Business at the time of her arrest. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesian medical equipment manufacturers take part in the Medical 2022 exhibition in Germany. Listeners, Indonesian medical device manufacturers participate in the International Exhibition Medica 2022, which is held in Düsseldorf, Germany, from 14 until 17 of November. The Indonesian Embassy in Berlin, in a statement on Tuesday, stated that for the first time, the Indonesian pavilion is among the world's medical device manufacturers in Medica 2022, which is attended by more than 5,000 multinational companies with more than 15,000 types of medical device products. Medica is one of the largest medical device exhibitions in the world, and Indonesia's participation in Medica 2022 is one of the Indonesian Embassy's active strategies in increasing access to Indonesian health products to the European market. In that exhibition, the Indonesian Pavilion can be visited in Hall 17 with the participation of 16 medical device companies from Indonesia. In the hall, Indonesian companies display various superior products, which include electric beds for hospital, surgical equipment, syringes, cardiographic scanning equipment, dialysis process machines, region test equipment, wheelchairs and devices, spy manometers and medical device calibrators. Indonesian Ambassador to Germany Arif Hafaz Ugroseno opened the Indonesian Pavilion at Medica on Monday. On the first day of the Medica 2022 exhibition, several Indonesian medical device companies recorded cooperation and trade transactions with German companies worth 120 billion rupiah. Fueling the high interest in Indonesian medical device products at the Medica exhibition, the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin is optimistic that in the future, the medical device products made by the nation's children will be increasingly in demand in European countries, especially Germany. In 2021, pharmaceutical and health products were the fifth most imported product group by Germany. Germany's total foreign trade for the category of pharmaceutical and health products reached 197.3 billion US dollars, and imports reached 79.3 billion US dollars. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you. From
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on November 17th about International Student Day. International Student Day is commemorated every November 17th. The history of International Student Day began with student protests in 1939 in Czechoslovakia, a country that was then controlled by Germany. Students protested the repressive attitude of the Nazi army toward students who were commemorating Czechoslovakia's Independence Day. As a result, one student died. Protests were made at the student's funeral, but were successfully suppressed by Nazi troops. 9 protesters were executed on November 17, 1939. That date was later commemorated as International Student Day. We move to the next event in 1950 when Tenzin Gyatso, the 14th Dalai Lama, was crowned head of state of Tibet. Tenzin Gyatso is the 14th Dalai Lama. On November 17, 1950, at the age of 15, he ascended the throne as head of state of Tibet during the occupation of the area by Chinese troops. After the defeat of the Tibetan resistance movement in 1959, Tenzin Gyatso fled to India and founded the Tibetan government in exile. Tenzin Gyatso was the first Dalai Lama to visit the West. In 1989, he received the Nobel Peace Prize. He submitted his formal resignation as political leader to the Tibetan Parliament in exile in Dharamsala, India on the 14th March 2011. We end today in history with the event in 1970, Lieutenant William Laws Kelly began trial. United States Army officer Lieutenant William Laws Kelly started being judged because he was accused of committing massacres against civilians in San Mai Village, San Thien District, South Vietnam during the Vietnam War. After a series of trials and being imprisoned, Kelly was finally released in 1974 because he was presumed innocent. Even so, he was expelled from the U.S. Army. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Ini cerita ketika tulang mulai menua, masih mungkin ada hasrat yang menggebu-gebu, berkumpul dan bernyanyi seperti dulu. Wajah tampanku keriput dan badanku membungkuk, rasa ingin tak percaya, kini ku menua, tak menggoda layaknya saat muda. Kita pasti jual. rambut putihku, wajah tampanku keriput dan badanku membungkuk, rasa ingin tak percaya kini ku telah menua. Tak menggoda layaknya saat muda. Awas nanti tua, awas nanti tua, kita pasti tua. Lemah detak bertenaga, mulai rentan berkelana. Di balik rambut putihku, kita pasti tua. Mulai pelan dan pelupa, rabun sudah bola mata. Ada yang tak baru, ada yang tak berubah, jiwa masih muda. Jika nanti sudah tua, mulai jarang bersenggama, tunggu saja waktu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, the Cultural Park of Garuda Wisnu Kencana or GWK is one of favorite tourism destinations in Bali. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and the head of G20 delegation came to the welcoming dinner at Lotus Pond area as part of the G20 summit schedule on Tuesday. Actually, there were some destinations recommended by President Joko Widodo, but GWK was chosen because of the uniqueness and the great distinctives from this recreational area. Mm-hmm. Garuda Wisnu Kencana, or GWK, was designed by Nyoman Nuarta in 1980s. It took a long time for the GWK idea to be accepted by the public. At first, people assumed the construction project of GWK was uneconomical. In 1997, this project was started. On 22nd September 2018, this cultural park, which covers 60 hectares wide, was officially opened by President Joko Widodo. The height of GWK, which covers 120 meters, is the distinctive of one of the favorite tourism destinations in Bali. The statue becomes an icon of civilization which is timeless. The statue, made of copper, steel, and brass, depicts the god of Hinduism Vishnu riding on Garuda. On the shoulder of Vishnu, there is an ornament made of thousands of pieces of gold mosaic glass. The ornament, called Badong, is also attached to the crown and chest of the statue. As the venue for the welcoming dinner, Lotus Pond is the largest landmark in Garuda Wisnu Kencana, or GWK, known as the Main Square. The outdoor area can accommodate up to 7,500 people. The wide expanse of the courtyard looks very majestic, with limestone cliffs lined up on either left or right side. The view at the point is even more captivating, with the presence of Garuda statue at one end of the line of limestone cliff. Stepping into the main door of Lotus Pond, there is Tirta Agung, or holy water. There, visitors can also find a carved stone wall or relief which contains the story of Garuda Wisnu Kencana, until it finally became the carriage of Vishnu. Hindus believe him to be the guardian deity of the universe. The lotus symbolizes beauty, prosperity, and fertility, and this is always carried in the hand of Vishnu. Although the lotus has roots in the mud, on the surface it blooms into a beautiful flower and become a symbol of humanity and cosmos. From inside the GWK statue, tourists are now spoiled with different experiences, from the ground floor of the statue to the top of the 23rd floor. That's Indonesian wonder.
Monopoli yang punya banyak cara untuk bisa kusinggahi. Kau terus merayuku untuk buka kartu kesempatan, dan kau harap bisa mengajakku keliling dunia. Namun pemain dadu kan hanyalah aku, kau biarkan mereka lelah satu singgahimu. Tanpa sadar ku dapatkan 3 angka dadu sama. Begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara.
biarkan mereka leluasa tuk singgahimu. Oh, tanpa sadar ku dapatkan tiga angka dadu sama. Begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara.
Thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today highlights Balpil, a superhero animation created by Indonesian. Listeners, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Head of the Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, appreciated Balpil, which is a superhero animation created by Indonesian. At the weekly brief with Minister Sandi Uno, which was held in a hybrid meeting from Sabta Pesona Building in Jakarta on Thursday, he said that his site would support animation works created by Indonesians, so they are able to grow better. The form of support is PP 24 of 2022. PP 24 of 2022 is a law derivative number 2019, which President Joko Widodo instructed that IP-based financing be realized in the form of intellectual property rights, which can be used as collateral for loans, including bank loans. Minister Sandiaga Uno also hopes that Balpil will continue to develop and contribute to the Indonesian economy with quality works. Balpil is one of the IP or intellectual property projects that started in 2011, telling the story of future robots assigned to accompany the children of Binika's friends in a bid to prevent World War III, which has the potential to destroy the Earth and mankind. Balpil Animation introduces local superheroes inspired by Indonesian fauna and conveys a message to the younger generation that physical, intellectual, social, and spiritual strength, or physos, are important foundations in facing global competition. Project director of Balpil, Holip Sokawan said Balpil is an original animated series from Indonesia which show a message about unity in diversity and Indonesia's abundance to the world. Meanwhile, executive producer Adam Jagwani said that Balpil is not only showing a superhero animation, but also conveying a universal moral message, namely the importance of balanced life. Balpil itself stands for balance pillar. It means the pillar of balance. Balpil Animation successfully broadcast its first episode on YouTube on 17 August 2021. The plan is that 10 episodes will come in 2022. Each episode will be at least 10 minutes long. That's Miss Seleni.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan man. Memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiranmu. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Dididididom, dididom, degedegan daga digiduk, digidom. Pandang berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu, kita kan tebarkan senyuman.
Bebas, lepas, kutinggalkan saja semua beban di hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkan
Pilihlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada. Kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.